welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. We are the only podcast you're listening to today that is asking the hard-hitting questions, such as, how many Lowe's can Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. I love that so much, the thing that Christy put in the Facebook group, that I printed it out and put it on the bulletin board at work.
That is fantastic. I hope it's getting very good feedback.
All four of us have so far enjoyed it. So I also have a little person here with me who is suddenly camera shy, who got out of bed and said, but I want a podcast. Do you want a podcast, Tacky Tacky? No?
No.
What do you want? You're all done podcasting?
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you going to go now?
Stay. I want to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit down.
You want to sit down? Okay, well, you know that you can't go play because you're not in bed like you're supposed to be. So you got to sit here in earmuffs for a little while. Okay. Anyway, ladies, what's up?
I feel like that's like a visual representation of how I felt all day. It's like, well, I just can't. So I get it, Zach. I get it.
Yeah. Zachy, don't touch the Eternia playset, please. Your father will kill you. Okay, well, that's happening. No, seriously, don't touch that.
I'm sorry. Did anyone else just hear that? I feel like something was just taking off from my radiator. That was terrifying.
I did not.
Oh my God. It really just sounded like a truck was just going to drive through our window 5 floors up.
Oh my God. Brooklyn. We haven't heard from Brooklyn in a while.
That's why I made that face.
Yeah.
And turned around. It was really loud. It was really scary. But I think we're okay. I think nothing is happening, but,
good.
Yeah.
No spontaneous earthquakes or trucks driving through.
Yeah. If a big smoke monster comes and gets me, you guys have been warned.
All right.
Warned.
Well, we'll look for the bald guy. Spoiler alert. Anyway, I don't know. I'm exhausted tonight. For the first time in forever, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about, although I do need to apologize off the bat. That last week, I totally forgot to plug and thank the patrons. So we're going to do this twice. We're going to bookend the show. Thank you, patrons, retroactively from last week, especially Tack, Eckhart, and Molly. We really appreciate you guys. I'm sorry that I forgot last time, but to be fair, we recorded for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Doesn't mean we love you any less.
Yeah. So anyway, and it was Fat Tuesday, so I don't know what that has to do with it. No, seriously, Zach, put the Eternia playset down. That is not a castle that you are supposed to be touching. Zach helped Jay stain the shelves to put up. They made their own shelves for in here. So the first set
the shelves.
Nice. That sounds real manly.
It was super manly. They both came in yesterday smelling of like, reeking of like polyurethane. And I was like, okay, which one of you is more high right now? Like I had like a contact high smelling. I was like, ooh.
Gotta be. Sounds like fun.
Indeed.
But
indeed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you gotta do housework.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. Get a little buzz off it.
Yeah, and cancer, you know that.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, you know, tomato, tomato.
Exactly. But anyway, how are you guys doing? Amanda, unbeard. I feel like this is like girl interrupted, girl unbeard.
Yeah, I'm a week in. And I miss it. I don't know what that says about my drinking habits. I don't remember it being this hard last year when I gave up drinking. But yeah, I find myself being like, oh, a glass of wine would be so nice right now. Or, you know.
Yes, it is.
A glass of whiskey is being poured and I can't partake. And it's something I have done to myself. There's no one stopping me, but I am someone who doesn't have very good self-control. So
yeah,
I'm trying really, really hard to stick with it. And also I'm going to, you know, slim up a little bit and just drain the toxins out of my body. So that's what I'm just going to keep telling myself.
Excellent.
And these 40 days will hopefully fly by. Well, what, 32 days at this point?
Well, actually, it's technically 48 days if you count Sundays for what it's worth.
True. Well, I'm also probably going to cheat.
46 days or whatever. Yes.
I'm probably going to cheat this weekend because I have a girls' trip to Providence that I'm pretty excited about. And that seems like a really good reason to cheat, relax my rules. So, but the rest of the time, I'm going to stick to it.
Good for you. Honestly, I don't even mean that in like the Christian Bale, like, oh, good for you. Or the
good for you, Glenn Coco.
Yeah, or the Glenn Coco way. Hold on. That is a drill. Please leave the drill alone. Thank you. We're still going over here. me and Zach Attack. But I'm proud of you. Good on you.
Thanks.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. I grew up in a super, super Christian family, but like our particular branch of Lutheranism like didn't give up stuff for Lent. Like I didn't even know that was a thing. So I didn't grow up doing that. And then now being an atheist, I still don't give stuff up for Lent. But so good luck with the no drinking.
Well, to be fair, like I'm not giving it up for religious reasons. And yeah, Congregationalists, we also don't necessarily give stuff up for Lent. We're not required to. We don't do the meat, the no meat on Fridays. I don't really do meat any day. So every day is Friday and Lent for me. It's more, it's so much more vain and egotistical than that. I just find that Lent's a good time to do something like this because people don't give you a hard time. If you just say, oh, I gave up drinking for Lent, like the conversation ends there as opposed to like, oh, I'm not drinking for 40 days. It's like, oh, why are you doing that?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, I can't. Okay.
Are you not sure? That
well, you can cheat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that true. It's not a big deal, but yes.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. But I suppose it's like that way for anything. Like if you say you're doing something, giving something up, people like want to know why. And if you just say I'm doing it for Lent, I feel like people just kind of take it at that and you don't have to answer. Yeah.
Yep.
There or maybe it's just, it's, yeah, it's something I've built up in my own imagination, which is also that people care that much more about what I do in my day to day than I really could admit.
No, the alcohol thing, I would say, like, since it is for a specific amount of time, it's not that people care if other people drink or not, but if you're like, I'm going to give alcohol up for a specific amount of time, then there could be the question, like, why do you need to? What?
Yeah. Well, and I also don't want people to think that I'm pregnant or something. And it's like, no, it's nothing to do with that. It's
right. Yes. I swear, I'll eat this sushi right in front of you.
Exactly. Just trying to lose a few lbs for swimsuit season.
Yeah. We had sushi tonight, actually, speaking of.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It was delicious. Did you have sushi tonight, Zachy? Zachy likes sushi.
Really? What does he eat? I'm impressed.
He does like the little avocado inside, and he loves the cucumbers. He like eats all the cucumbers out and the rice rolls part. So
wow, that's awesome. I know a lot of adults that don't like cucumbers.
Yeah,
which I think is ridiculous because cucumbers are delicious.
They are delicious.
One of my favorite things ever. Yeah.
They are. Oh, so I had a traumatic experience happen to me this morning.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I had to go to the doctor, and they measured me. And I am 5'3 now.
Did you shrink?
I shrunk an inch.
Were you just slouching? Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. She made me stand up.
Were you wearing your shoes or not?
I was not wearing my shoes.
So what did your doctor say? Is this common?
Yes. So as you get older, the heels, the arches in your feet fall. And I kind of figured that I had shrunk, which is why, because she was like, how tall are you? And I said, I'm 5'4", but is it okay if I like, get on. I want to be measured. I'm curious because I had noticed lately over the last year that I wear a size 8.5 now for shoes, and I always used to be an 8 or an 8.5 depending on the style. So I noticed that I'm like a solid 8.5 now. So all right, I think my arches have fallen. Also, I have a plantar's bunion, which is like the bunion on the pinky toe. Super painful and all. It's very annoying. But I also read that can kind of happen when your feet spread out too. So I was just curious, and yep, it was 63 inches. I was my first thing I turned to her, I was like, please don't report this to the DMV. I don't want to change it on my driver's license.
Because that's the first thing.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want it to be official.
No, but that's the magic of the DMV is you can really say whatever. Like, especially like weight, as far as your weight goes. I was on my driver's license, I was my like high school weight for a really long time. That's all good.
I don't think my driver's license has my weight on it.
Really?
I don't think mine does either.
It's kind of, it's a really dumb thing to have because weight can change so easily and drastically.
Amanda, do you have a New York one or Connecticut one?
I do. I have a New York one now.
Yay!
Again, because I'm so freaking vain. I had the Connecticut one for a long time because I thought the Connecticut license was prettier. But then they redid their license and they're pretty freaking ugly. So when it expired in July, I figured it was time to get a New York one.
Smart.
Also because I was moving and I was sort of like, well, it times with my move. And
yeah,
we're hopefully going to stay in this apartment for a while. Because before that, it was like, well, I had been in my last apartment for 5 years. You know, I wasn't necessarily planning on staying there that long. It just sort of happened.
Right.
So my sort of rationale was that, regardless of where I was living in New York City, like my Connecticut driver's license had my parents' address. And that was always going to be an address where someone could find me because my parents aren't going anywhere.
Right.
But I'm officially a tried and true New Yorker, complete with the New York driver's license. And they're very pretty right now.
Cool. See, I thought that you were supposed to get a local driver's license within like, I don't know, like 90 days of moving to a new state or something.
Yeah,
so when I moved to California, I was like at the DMV.
You are.
But I didn't do it until I got jury duty in New York. And then I was like, you know, I should probably change. Yeah. I cannot participate in Suffolk County jury duty.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think, also what sort of did it for me, that like the Connecticut like registrar found me and like they told me to do it. Like,
yeah.
I got kicked out of New York or Connecticut for like voting. Like, we have reason to believe you don't live here anymore. Please
oh, God.
Register to vote where you actually
so,
live.
So, wait, what you're saying is people actually do pay attention to attempted voter fraud like you were trying to do?
This was several years ago. So, you know, they might have just stopped doing that. But like 5 years ago, yeah, they smoked me out and they made me.
I can't believe that. I'm still registered to vote in New York. And when my sister went home to Christie, because my youngest sister lives in Manhattan, but she is still registered on Long Island. And she went back. She said that, like, when they opened the little book to pull out her name, she saw me still there.
Well, because I think it's like, even though you're registered to vote somewhere else, I think the average person that moves from place to place, it's like you're still on the books at this other place. You're just not necessarily voting there because you're going to vote where you're most recently registered.
Exactly. I mean, it's a totally normal thing, but whatever.
anyway.
Yeah. So LeFou is gay. That's a thing that happened this week.
Right. I knew something exciting happened this week, and I just couldn't remember what it was.
A likely character intended to be gay 20 years ago actually is now gay officially.
I'm excited. Are you guys going to go see the Beauty and the Beast remake when it hits theaters?
Yeah, we're going to see it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I love Emma Watson.
Yes, I love Emma Watson. I love Beauty and the Beast. I love France. I've always...
That's true. It checks weird. A lot of boxes for you.
I love the yellow dress that she wears.
I
asked my mother if I could have that dress when I was a little girl. So, yeah, definitely.
Do not touch the Legos.
Yeah. I also think Josh Gad is like the perfect casting for LeFou there ever was. Aside from like the height, the rest of it I think is really good casting. In general, I feel like they cast the film really well.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. Like, that's probably a lot of the actors I would have picked for those roles. So I'm pretty excited.
Minus the creepy looking Mrs. Potts.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It does not. She looks kind of janky. But anyway, I was just reading about all the hoopla about it because there's people that are offended by that.
I don't know. Offended by everything.
We're going to take Zach and risk the gay agenda from contempt. I think he'll be okay.
The agenda of existing.
Yeah. So we're going to be good. We're going to be good. Shandy, how was your week? I didn't even ask you.
It was good. I ate a grasshopper on Saturday.
Why didn't we lead with that?
Well, I mean, because that's kind of like the long and short of it.
For fun? On purpose?
Not for fun. Yes, on purpose. Not exactly on a dare. So there's this new Mexican restaurant in, I was telling Colleen, like, we're like not going out right now because we were like, you know, saving for like taxes and whatnot. And then we went out on Saturday, but it was really fun. And we went to this this new Mexican restaurant it's like a fancy Mexican restaurant in town. And it's cool. It's just like has a really cool bar and good drinks and stuff. And they have grasshoppers that you can order as just like a bowl of grasshoppers as like a little thing to snack on as you're eating. And this wasn't so. I don't know how prevalent this actually is in Mexico, but that like certainly in some Latin American countries, I've heard. But my husband works with a lot of people who are either from Mexico or of Mexican origin, and they've like brought grasshoppers to work before and just like had in the kitchen, and he's like tried them there. And so it's not completely foreign to me, but I've always sort of passed on that. But then we're at the restaurant and my husband and one of the guys that we were with ordered them because they like actually like them. So I figured there's this bowl of grasshoppers and like, I kind of need to just try one, you know, like I've eaten snails and I've eaten frog's legs. Like why not a grasshopper? I mean, it tasted like it was like, prepared with like spices and stuff. So it tasted more like the spices than anything else, but one and done. Like I don't need to really,
but I would put them in the same category as like frog's legs and snails and that. Yeah. Like, were they crunchy? I would imagine they'd be crunchy.
A little bit. I mean, it wasn't like hard. It was like a mixture of like a little bit crunchy and a little bit squishy and just,
How do they prepare them? I'm really fascinated by this.
So, well, let me Google the restaurant and maybe they have a description, but
let me interrupt you to yell at my son. Zachary, please put the Legos, leave the Legos alone. Please back away from the Legos. Please don't make me get up. Mommy's tired. Seriously, get away from the Legos, kid. Shandy is about to tell us all about how you make grasshoppers to eat. You want to eat a grasshopper? You don't want to eat a grasshopper? Or come here. Somebody wants to eat grasshoppers with you. I have to say, I can't even do calamari, so I'm super mad impressed.
Seriously? Calamari is delicious.
Calamari is so good.
Mm-mm, I don't like it. It's too squishy.
Yeah.
Too squishy.
Yeah. Well, it's also easy to mess it up. But yeah, if it's cooked wrong, it's not an enjoyable experience.
All right, so the menu just...
Get away from the Legos! Your father's going to hear about this when he's driving to Charlotte, and he's going to be mad at me retroactively. Sit. Thank you. Okay, so grasshoppers, I'm so sorry. This is a new level of rude from me. Stop being a yelling kid.
It's got to be done.
Yep.
So it just says fresh chapulines, which I guess is the grasshoppers. Chile and lime. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I Googled how to prepare them because that's all that the menu says. It doesn't give like a descriptive little tagline or anything. But preparation, you bring water to a boil, add the chapulines, return to a boil, simmer a few minutes, at least until they're red. Drain them without adding additional water to the sieve. Lay out on a large platter and remove any grasses and foreign insects and whatnot. This is
literally all the gross stuff.
Foreign insects and whatnot. Anyway, then I was always also told about how, like in Guatemala and apparently also in Colombia, they also eat like the back end of ants.
Not the front end?
Like
ant ass. Yeah, you know what? I will have to follow up on that. My mind was blown a little too much to actually like think that through. But yeah, like apparently you like prepare that part. So I'm just imagining these little. It's just It seems very kind of labor intensive.
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
To like get the ants and then separate. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it wouldn't be a ton of meat if you're only having half of them.
Right.
Just sort of like, what's the point?
Right. But insects are like easy to raise, I would imagine. Oh, they're all over the world. And it could be, you know, a viable protein source. Well, and it is in a lot of places, but yeah, it's anyway.
It's true. Yeah. They say, like when I was in Costa Rica, they were telling us how termites are really high in protein and that they're very tasty. I did not have one because I just, no thanks.
Because they're termites and that sounds disgusting? Yeah.
Yeah. Some of my friends had them. They went with the, it tastes like chicken. Which is sort of like, I don't see how that's possible.
You're like, but really?
They're very teeny, tiny.
Yeah.
I will say frogs' legs definitely taste like chicken, but grasshoppers do not.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're almost kind of prepared, like you'd make like shrimp cocktail or like crawfish or something. So I would imagine them being closer to like that, like a crawfish.
Yeah, you really couldn't, like, if I hadn't known that I was eating a grasshopper, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have really figured it out. But yeah,
that's fair.
Anyway, that was my excitement on Saturday.
Yeah,
I have a picture. I can add it to the. Oh, it's gross. I can add it.
I'm good. I'm so good.
I will post it.
I'm good.
I don't know. That reaction alone, like, it re-surprised you. I feel like I need to see it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if you can see anything from here, but I will post it on.
Ooh, that
it looks
like
pretty gross.
Yeah.
Because there's a light glare, so it, like, yeah, it just looks gross.
Yeah.
It just looks like something from Aliens or something.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so it was a wild night. Anytime you eat grasshoppers.
Yeah, it's just a party.
Yep. Party in the grasshopper. I don't know where I was going with that. Did I mention I'm tired and off my game this week? I fell asleep like twice before we started recording. So I don't feel good at all, actually, in full disclosure. Like, I've got that thing where I'm sensitive to touch, like touching my arm right now is kind of making me like pained.
Oh no.
So
that's not good.
It's just the start of whatever. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like in the good way.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, some emergency for you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So anyway, I apologize for being boring and quiet and lame today. I just am really tired. Oh, we just got a new phone call in, guys.
We did.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, this is exciting. Oh, it's from Maggie. Ooh, I can't wait to get to it.
Yay.
Oh, Maggie, your timing is perfect.
Good timing, yes. Mags.
Mm-hmm.
Good timing.
So speaking of timing, okay.
Okay.
We have a new Trudeau update, Trudeau report.
Oh, goody.
This week in Trudeau, we have a new one. And it also comes with a slideshow.
Oh my god.
I am gonna, we have to, I have the audio to play, and I'm going to post for the two of you in our Facebook chat the audio, and I will tell you when to hit go. Essentially, he said, after he says thanks Colleen, we all hit play, and the what we're watching visually will line up with.
Oh my god!
This is so exciting.
I'm so excited for this. I like can't even wait.
All right.
Yeah, oh my god! People, can I just say, like, people have started sending me stuff like on Twitter and on Facebook.
Oh my god!
It's like so
look at
exciting.
The graphic.
No cheating yet. No cheating.
I'm sorry. I launched. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Although the graphic is awesome.
I wasn't allowed to click the link yet. I just heard hit play when I said hit play.
You can click the link. I will hit play after he says thanks, Colleen. All right.
Okay.
We should probably just like get to this or something. So.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Here is thank you, Dennis. This week in Trudeau.
Yes.
Thank you, Colleen. On Thursday, March 2nd at 9:30, the Prime Minister went for a run with troops at the Canadian Forces Base Esquimalt in British Columbia. At 10:30, Trudeau toured the base, and at 11:45, he met with members of the Canadian Forces at the base. At 12:30, the Prime Minister spoke to the media before leaving for Victoria, British Columbia, to speak with Mayor Lisa Helps. At 5:30, Trudeau met with the Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, at the Fairmont Pacific Rim Hotel. It was announced on Thursday that Trudeau would receive the CERAWeek Global Energy and Environment Leadership Award at an annual international gathering of energy industry leaders in Houston on March 9th.
So adorable.
He will also deliver the keynote address. To close out the week, he participated in a roundtable discussion on opioids with first responders and healthcare professionals. The Prime Minister held a press conference about the subject at 10:30. Before the roundtable, Trudeau went on a ride-along with Vancouver police in the city's downtown east side. At 11:30, Trudeau participated in a Q&A with the Young Presidents Organization EDGE Conference. The New York Times reported on Saturday that Justin Trudeau and wife Sophie would be in New York City on March 15th to attend the Broadway production of Come From Away, a new musical that highlights Canadian generosity towards stranded airline passengers after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Trudeau was back in Ottawa on Monday for a 2 p.m. question period, and on Tuesday morning he held a cabinet meeting at 9:30.
All right, and there we have it.
Oh, my God. Also, I missed the wife is gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
I had no idea. Well, I mean, I guess if you're that good looking, I suppose. Yeah. Ugh.
I much rather prefer to hear Dennis's voice than Trudeau's voice, so I stand behind that. So this was like the perfect combination of... news for me. Also, see how we're educating the world on world events instead of just American politics?
Yes.
So
this website, I guess. Oh man, it's amazing. Is this something that everyone is going to be accessing?
No, he's going to post something different on the actual Facebook page. There will be one, I believe, that has both things on it. Like audio
it is
and
amazing.
And, yeah.
It is absolutely amazing.
It is really wonderful.
So actually hold on 1 second.
What
guys.
Is going on?
Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
I'm watching this a second time and it's just I really love all the notes that Dennis added.
A god from any angle.
After a long and steamy shower. Hi Shandy. I liked that one.
We seriously have the best listeners ever.
So good. Oh my God. The amount of time and attention to detail. It's so good. It's so
reporters good. Fought to get in the front row. That's right.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you, Dennis.
So amazing.
Good times. Speaking of, also, Danny, Mork the Man on Instagram, posted a new cartoon of us, and it's me and Amanda mattress shopping.
Right. Right. Yes. And he nailed it.
It's pretty accurate. Amanda's like sitting there daintily on the mattress and I'm like laying on sprawled out on one. It's fairly accurate. It's to scale.
Pretty much. Just about as little of my body as I could get on the mattress. It's where I felt the most comfortable.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was really great.
Big wow. Care. God, sorry. Trudeau's wife is just so beautiful.
Right.
I guess your next cat's name is going to be Sophie.
Hmm.
It would match. It would fit with the other ladies quite nicely, I think.
Yes. Fiona, Gabby, and Sophie. Yeah, Sophie would also make me think of Sophie G. Clark.
Ah, we love some Sophie G. Clark.
Yes. Side note, did you know
that? I don't know who that is.
She won Survivor season 23, 24, something like that. South Pacific.
Yeah. And we have 2 degrees of separation. No big deal.
Oh, right. We've talked about her before, right?
Okay. Yes, we have.
Yes, yes. If you talked about like maybe the first 10 seasons, I'd kind of know who we were talking about. Nice. But all this more recent
stuff. That's more than most people. So I
yeah.
Huge kudos.
So I just clicked over to the Google Doc with all the facey back and feedback. And I forgot to mention that we are in episode motherfucking 33.
That's right. Woo. Podcast is as old as you and me.
Yay.
Amanda's about to catch up in a few months.
That's true. That, the podcast has officially outaged me.
Yep.
It feels weird.
So I've talked about this before, but I listened to this podcast called Mysterious Universe, and I'm so far behind. I'm catching up from one from like September right now, and they talk about like the conspiracy theorists that think like strange events happen on certain parallels of like the globe, like, you know, strange phenomenon. And there's a conspiracy theory that the guy that built Disney, that built is it like Fantasyland or whatever, and like Club 33, weird shit's supposed to happen on the 33rd parallel. So he actually named Club 33 of Disney after that, which I thought was really cool.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. So I know, apparently he was into this like crazy shit that I'm into. So that was exciting.
Well, did you guys see there was like an article going around? I guess this isn't like a new theory by any means, but after the whole like Oscar kerfuffle, it started to resurface about how
Nostradamus.
How we're all like a simulation. That we're our existence, like we're not real, that we're just like a computer simulation.
Oh, like the Matrix.
Yes.
There is no spoon.
And that the like, whoever's controlling it is now just sort of trying to fuck with us to see what we can handle.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if I believe it, but they made some very compelling arguments. And I think it is really interesting to think about.
What if God was one of us?
Yeah. I like to waste away an afternoon being like, am I real? Is this really happening? Is this real? What happens when we die?
Well, so Amanda, like, by that logic, if there is no spoon, then there is no wine. So you could have a glass of wine because you're not really cheating.
Lawyered.
Yeah, I don't know if it quite works that way.
I hung out with lawyers all day.
It's more just like, none of this is real. Nothing matters.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so have a glass of wine.
Who am I? Where am I? What am I?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, we should do some facey back.
I think we should.
Yeah, we should keep this sucker moving because God knows I'm shitting at the pot tonight. I'm doing nothing to help.
Speaking of shitting, we'll get to that.
Just near it. Just at it.
Whoa. I don't know if you can hear my cats. I left the door open to this room today against my better judgment, and now they're both in here, and I knew it was going to be a huge risk, and they just like were hissing at each other just now. So, sorry.
Awesome.
Yeah, no. Daniel's home. Captain wants nothing to do with me. He's such a bro. If there's a bro within his general area, it's just like, ugh, who are you? Whatever. Yeah. Woman, get out of here.
A bro within his general area.
Yep.
All right.
Woman who feeds me and cleans my bathroom.
Yeah. Well, like, honestly, I wasn't even going to tell this story, but I guess we're going there. So, last night, Zach came into the bed at about 12:45, and at 1 o'clock, he sits up and he's like, "Mommy," and then like all of a sudden, it's wet, and I was like, "What's going on?" And I reach out, and then I'm like, "Jay," and he's like heaving, and he puked in my hands, like straight up, like just cup of puke in my hands. And I'm like, and I discover this happening when the light gets turned on, because it's just like instinct reflex. Like I didn't know I was like, I don't know, like something mom kicked in. And I mean, it's everywhere. Clearly, it was like peaches. So I'm thinking he had peaches for lunch at school. I think that the peaches didn't go down right. But of course, the last thing that we ate was chili. So everything smells like chili. So now that's ruined for me.
Just a lot of acidity just in that poor little bed.
Oh, I know. It was just, it was awful. So we get everything. We clean up the sheets. We clean, like we throw him in the shower. We clean him up. We clean up his sheets. We clean up, you know, me, everything goes into the wash, and we're doing laundry at like, you know, 1:15 in the morning. And then we get back into bed and he's all clean and stuff. And, you know, Jay went to take care of the laundry portion and I took care of the Zach portion. So, you know, I've had been previously covered with puke, and he gets in bed and goes, Daddy-o, I need daddy-o. And proceeded to, no, mommy, push me away. And I was like, kid, you just threw up all over me and you want nothing to do with me right now? Thanks, asshole. So.
Retribution. You tell that story the first time he brings a girl home.
I will. I'm like, he puked all over me and he didn't even want anything to do with me. And he stayed the whole night snuggled up with Jay.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nope. This moment's going to come back to haunt him.
I know. I was like, this is, you know, this is like soul crushing moments of parent. I texted my family at after he got in bed and I went to like just pee. And I was like, so Zach threw up all over the place. Parenting is hard. It was a rough night. I think that's why I'm so tired right now. So anyway, I went there. The end.
Oh, no. So, well, hope everybody's feeling better.
Yeah, we're all good. Shani, did you want to talk about whatever, speaking of shit, you were going to talk about? Or should we just go to the facey back? Do you need me to help you with whatever transition?
Any other sort of bodily thing?
It's actually... it's in the Freakonomics episode that Dan talked about. So that's in the facey back.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that then. Yeah. So let's just start the facey back with that then.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm bringing facey back.
Yeah. Woo!
Don't know how to act. Woo! Think for the thing. Woo!
Okay, so Dan sent a link to a Freakonomics episode, which was called The Taboo Trifecta. Woman, this entrepreneur, Mickey Agrawal. I listened to the episode. You would think that I could remember how to pronounce her name. Anyway, she's pretty awesome. She discusses business ideas for periods, pee and poop. She calls it the three Ps. And her whole idea is just like steering into the taboo. And so it's funny because Dan sent us that and I was like, I actually did listen to that a couple of days ago and it was pretty awesome.
And you mean you're caught up on something?
Oh,
burn.
Girl, what? Wait, what?
Because he's not caught up on the broadcast.
Oh, okay. What did I do? I'm actually,
what am I behind on?
Fairly caught up on podcasts. Well, and I also just stopped. I just erased some old episodes of certain things. So yeah, I'm caught up. But yes, unlike Dan, he'll hear this in like a couple of months. Anyway, it is a really interesting episode. And I bet you guys have seen those ads probably in your Facebook feed for those underwear, those period underwear. So what are they called? Thanks.
I'm intrigued and freaked out all at the same time.
I got sent a free sample of them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, really? I forgot all about them. And then when I was packing up the bathroom 2 weeks ago, I found them. I haven't tried them, but yeah, I have one. Maybe I will try it next time.
I think we have a new segment that's coming sometime soon.
Yeah, so it's period-proof underwear, and it's really cool because, like, she talks about how, and this is so true, there have been, like, no innovations in, you know, like, anything for menstruation for a very fucking long time, which, I mean, for obvious reasons, right? Like, women haven't really been involved in it, guys don't give a fuck, but anyway, she made these underwear that are, like, supposed to be...
Some of us don't appreciate the beauty of the applicator. Yeah, I know.
Well, she talks about how wasteful that is. And I was like, that's right. That is goddamn right. So these underwear, I can't remember exactly, but I think she said they can hold like 2 cups of blood. I mean, it's like pretty intense. And then you just wash them and they have like, it's like the same sort of material. It makes me think of like running shoes where it's like, you know, it wicks away moisture. And
Anyway.
So like a lot of science and stuff went into the creation of these, and then she realized that they could also be useful for people
run marathons. Is that where you go with that?
No, it's because people who pee their pants
have trouble with bladder control.
People have trouble with bladder control.
Well, fuck, why haven't I tried this ages ago?
Exactly. So that was interesting. And then she also talked about this is like so applicable to our podcast. She also talked about, so the third P was poop. Third letter P was poop. And she talks about bidets and like they developed this bidet thing. And like, I can't remember what it was called and what's so special about hers, but it was really funny because she talks about how as a human species, that's another thing that hasn't really changed since like the 1800s is the way that we defecate. And now we're basically just like really fucking disgusting. And the example that she gave was, you know, if you're like walking down the street and a bird pooped on your arm, you would not take a piece of paper and just like smear it around. You would wash it. I was like, damn, you are so right. We are disgusting. We just wipe the poop with a piece of paper. That's so fucking gross. So anyway, I don't have a bidet yet, but she may have convinced me.
Well, but what then is her thought about, like, you can get like the wet wipes instead of regular toilet paper?
Waste. A lot of waste.
Mm. Mm. It's okay. I compost now. I don't feel as bad.
Is that compostable?
No, but it, you know, like one obviously negates the other. If I'm doing one good thing, I can like do one bad thing. Duh. Gotcha.
You know? Fair enough.
Just white privilege.
So anyway, it's a really interesting episode. If people haven't listened to it, I would definitely highly recommend it. And it's, again, how can you go wrong if you're talking about pee, poop, and periods?
Sure.
Like, these are a few of my favorite things.
We've talked about it for 33 episodes.
I'm curious about how you wash the period panties, though.
She said you can wash them by hand, or I believe you can machine wash them. But maybe it's best to wash them by hand.
Yeah, because it's like, if it's holding all that liquid, I would just be concerned. Right. Like, you wouldn't want to put it in... I mean, putting in the wash by itself.
Maybe you rinse it out first.
You're wasting all that water. Yeah, it's sort of like, but otherwise you'd get it all over everything else in the wash. And then that's.
Well, don't forget, I don't think, not to get gross, I don't think we expel 2 cups of blood per day anyway. No. So.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But. Some people more than others. And wow, I'm looking at the website. They have like, I'm kind of impressed. I would, yeah.
All right. Well. She thinks you use your free sample.
I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I gotta report back on thumbs up or thumbs down.
I will. Yeah. You gotta wait another month though, so you missed me by a week. I gotta say though, I am like hurting. I feel like I'm getting a fever. So if I suddenly go quiet.
Oh. Okay, well, like we can keep facing it back and get you to bed quickly.
Woo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I was sweating before and I got chills now. They're multiplying.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's like we're like chasing down a storm here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we're supposed to have random snow on Sunday, which is crazy for Raleigh in the middle of March.
Yeah, this weather has been insane. I actually took a picture of my, like, my Weather Channel app last week because the forecast was so insane. It was like 70 degrees on Tuesday and snowing on Friday.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, what are we supposed to do with this?
All right. So we have some voicemails, and I think that'll be great for me to let somebody else talk for a minute. Let's start with Will, because who doesn't love a freaking voicemail from Will?
That's right.
True story.
True story. All right. Take it away, homie.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Maggie.
Maggie.
I actually made a list today from the last episode of things to talk about. I'm quite proud of myself, so I won't ramble. Haha. Okay. So my tidy whitey number is a 5. I liked that list. That was an interesting list. I may have to try it with some of my friends. So that was fun. Yes. I agree with John, the UPS guy, that Colleen doesn't talk too much. I like it when Colleen talks. It's a podcast. That's why I listen. So I agree with him. So yay, Colleen. And the last thing I wanted to comment on was a relationship with mom being a 30-something person, a woman. And so I'm pretty close with my mom. I tell her lots of things. We talk not quite every day, but we talk a lot. But you know, there's definitely some things I don't talk to her about and there's stuff she doesn't talk to me about. Like she's, dating and, you know, so I don't hear a whole lot about her relationships, until I get super serious. So, so it's just kind of, there's definitely some boundaries there. I'm not totally sure what they are, I guess. So, yeah, just an interesting kind of concept thinking about that. But, yeah, she's I definitely consider her one of my best friends, though. But, yeah, we just don't talk about everything. So, yeah. Thanks, ladies, for the show, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You can tell that I don't feel good because I was like, oh, I play the wrong call. Fuck it. We're just going to go with it. We ain't even going to edit that out. Sorry, Maggie.
Yeah, it's all good.
It was so great.
Yeah.
This is like the second time Maggie's call got messed up. The first time was a Sherlock podcast.
Oh.
Sorry, Meg.
Love that Maggie called in with her Tidy Whitey number.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear from more people. Thanks for sharing.
All right. Let's get to the call from Will. Take it away for real now, homie. Maybe. We'll see.
Hey, ladies. This is Will. I just wanted to tell you that I am finally caught up on the broadcast and all Jay and Jack podcasts. I've been listening to all the podcasts at 1.8 times speed.
Dude, I talk
to get caught up.
And,
I mean, I can knock out a bunch of them in a day at that speed. I was just listening to something on the radio that made me think of you ladies. They were talking about how they were saying that women like to watch man-on-man sex, sex scenes and porn. Like, I know a couple of ladies that like watching gay porn, but I didn't realize it was as common as they're just making it out to be on the radio. So I just wanted to know, what do you think, and do you have any... do you have any preferences, or do you like watching man-on-man sex? I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Shandy, since I'm currently, like, now have, like, fever chills straight up, why don't you take this one? Also, I want to point out that the Google chat transcript says, sex, sec, season, core. Like, I know a couple ladies that like watching gay porn, but realize it was a scam. It made me laugh. All right, what do I know? I'm like now struggling to like hold my head up.
Oh no!
Oh.
I don't know what happened over the last hour.
Oh no!
Sometimes that happens. Like a cold just hits you.
Yeah.
And knocks you down.
I know.
It sounds like you have the flu.
I don't think I have the flu. I don't think I have an actual fever. I just, you know, have aches and pains all over and
yeah,
a stomach ache.
Vomited yesterday.
I didn't vomit. Zach aches vomited. And
pains all, well,
no, she was vomited on.
Vomited on. Anyway, whatever. Okay. Sorry. Let's answer the question at hand. I'm literally
gay
the worst.
Porn. Yes.
Yes, I'm the worst or yes, gay porn?
Yes, gay porn. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I get off on it, but I do find it intriguing to watch.
Two dicks are better than one.
Mm.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he said. That's what Will said, right? I don't know. I'm not at my best all of a sudden.
Everyone. Whoever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen gay, like, man-on-man porn. Have I?
Don't look at me.
Have you?
I don't know. Now I kind of want to...
You should actively seek a little bit out and just to see.
Maybe. I actually am curious now. My head is like now has shooting pains in it. So I can't really think. This is awesome podcasting. I really don't know if I have. All right. Well, I'll make that my homework. Maybe if I take if I have a forced sick day.
There you go.
What I'm doing. My neighbor next door will peek in the windows and be like, what the fuck?
1.8 times speed, though? Holy shit.
I guess my slow speech right now will sound like my normal speech pattern at 1.8.
Oh, man. Colleen, do you want, like, should...
No, I want to keep going.
Are you sure?
I want to... I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
So then should we move into emails?
Yes, let's move into emails.
Great.
All right.
First email is from Michael, and he had some thoughts on Danny's email from last week about his coworker that he had feelings for. And Michael says, hey, ladies, wanted to give quick thoughts on Danny's dilemma with his friend crush. Being attracted or developing stronger feelings is a perfectly reasonable thing. But you have to understand how that will cloud your perception of her problems. Your desire for more creates a bias that, as a friend, you have to recognize. take a step back and make sure that your views on her toxic relationship aren't overblown based on wanting to be with her. Emotions are messy and relationships are messy. So as the person she confides in and trusts, do your best to not complicate things further. If down the road her life settles down and you want to address it, don't expect she'll also be feeling that. Michael. Well, I think that was good feedback and kind of dovetailed in sort of what we were saying. But I believe we do actually have an update from Danny on the current situation.
Yes, that's me. That's me, the purple. See, I can see colors. All right, Danny, current. Heyo, broads. Heyo, back. Just finished the last episode, so complicated. And of course, I loved it. Also, happy super belated birthday, Shandy, and even later one to Colleen. Gracias. I also have to say thank you for the advice on my situation. Really, a lot of it boils down to my tendency to become too attracted to a person too fast. In the following days, my feelings for this person came out. However, I think that this made things better. Things have been patched up with her boyfriend. She's gotten through the communication barrier with her parents. And she at least knows where her brother is and is talking with him. When it comes to our relationship, we remain good friends and the ability to confide in one another. She knows I'm attracted to her, but she's okay with it. She expressed worries with leading me on and giving out a false message, which she has not. As I mentioned before, I fall head over heels way too quickly. I think it boils down to a lack of experience in dating and romantic relationships in general. I am still a virgin, waiting till marriage, if that clears anything up. No sexy stories from me. Cut to Shandy going, sexy stories don't have to be intercourse.
That's true. Yeah.
So I just have to thank you for your guys' take on the situation. One more big thank you to the mention of my illustration. I love the three of you love it. And I made sure to send you guys some more high quality versions. And not to whore myself out even more, but I'm willing to do more of these, possibly for each episode. Going through this last episode, I heard so many quotable moments that beg for a mini comic or illustration. Example, Amanda mattress shopping versus Colleen mattress shopping. Huh, that actually sounds pretty good. I'll leave it at that. I love you three and learning more about your lives every week. Have a great week, and I can't wait to hear more. Danny. Danny, please, please, please don't draw anything about me getting puked on.
Oh, man.
I wasn't even going to tell that story. I feel like shit right now. It's okay. I'm going to stop saying that because I have no intentions of stopping the podcast. So
okay.
There's really no reason to keep bringing it up.
Always forward, always. What does Luke Cage say?
Always forward, always. Yeah. Okay. Mork the Man, check it out. It's an awesome illustration. I kind of want to just make like a broadcast scrapbook at the end of our 1 year anniversary and just put fun things in. I don't know.
That
if anybody
would be great.
Yes.
If anybody wants to have like an audio clip show or something for our 1 year anniversary in June, I'm gonna need the listeners and you guys too to help me out with suggestions. So we'll start to maybe take a collection of that now because I feel like it's gonna take me a long time and June is a crazy busy month with Zach's birthday and other family birthdays and other things that I have going on. So I'd like to get a head start on it. So if anybody has favorite moments from the last 33 episodes up through our 1 year anniversary, please, please email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or comment on the Facebook group, jandjack.com/group/Facebook group. Right? No, facebook.com/group/jandjackgroups. I totally mixed that up. There are always episode threads there. So if you want to do that, if you have any moments in particular, I could probably find them. It's just thinking of them. And I may go through and pull some of the outtakes, stuff that got cut out.
Yes.
Yes. I love this.
There were a few I lost, like when my computer crashed. So I would say from around right before Comic-Con, so the beginning, middle of July through the beginning of September. So I would say there's probably a good 5 or 6 that unfortunately got lost. But everything else, I could probably go through the raw feeds and figure it out. Anyway, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
But thank you, Danny, for the drawing because that was awesome.
Thank you for the drawing. Also, I'm just so impressed, like, I mean, he just sounds like so mature and like he knows, you know, he's like doing all the right things. So I'm glad that things seem to be working out, even if the situation isn't exactly as you would like ultimately like it right now. But things will come around with her or with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No, thank you for the follow up. It warms my heart to know that she's doing okay and things are settling down and you're doing okay.
She knows where her brother is.
Yeah. Like that was so like, yeah, scary. And I'm glad that everything seems to be in a much better place than it was left off last week. So yeah, that brings me great joy.
Yes.
Thanks again to Mike, because I know I was kind of quiet at that one just because I'm like, you know, but I thought that was great. And if you're in a similar situation to Danny right now, rewind back, listen to Mike's advice to Danny and take that to heart for yourself too.
Yeah, that's totally true. Like the whole, like, if you are into somebody, then you're not impartial anymore.
Yeah.
And as subjective or as objective as you.
But that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yes. But yeah, no, I think you made a really great point that we somehow managed not to touch upon last week. And it's a very important one. So yeah, thank you for bringing it up.
Ooh. And to be fair, we may have touched upon it. It may have gotten edited out. I did edit out 45 minutes of what we talked about.
Fair.
A lot of it was the like 13 minutes it took to find the fucking Lisi video or the right. The list, yes. Which was
yes, that was a process.
And then a lot of it was Shandy's rant on why she hates Sex and the City.
Oh yeah, that's cool. You can take that.
Oh, I didn't even notice some of that was cut out.
Oh, there was like a good 3 minutes cut out.
I must
you
really
do a wonderful like job. I had no idea.
Awesome, yeah. Thank yes. you.
Or I also just cool. forget everything we do as soon as we're done recording, which is also pretty possible.
Yeah, probably. Well, one of the episode titles in the running was "I couldn't help but wonder," and I say that at the end, but I had cut out that whole portion. So maybe I will put that back in.
Talking about that now.
Yes.
Wait, I couldn't help but wonder. Oh God.
Because Carrie Bradshaw says that.
Yes. God damn it.
You know something? Maybe if I put that back into our clip show, I'll call it "I couldn't help but wonder" because it'll be all the clips that were cut out.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, I really like that.
We'll see. It's a lot of fucking work.
Did you see there was like Jessica Parker meme floating around this week, sort of trolling Trump with like, "I couldn't help but wonder."
You know why that showed up on your feed?
Ahead of the curve.
That showed up on your feed because we talked about it and Google hears everything.
Oh, well.
Because I had, after I edited all that.
It seems less cool somehow.
Sorry. I'm just a party pooper when I'm sick. When I get very like literal, like I lose my ability to like joke around about things.
That's okay. Yeah. It was still funny.
It is funny. Ha ha ha.
I don't know. Fake laughs make me laugh.
Especially when they're half-assed fake laughs.
Yep. The worse they are, the funnier I think they are. Yeah.
Oh. All right. The next thing of feedback is from John O. It's titled "The Broadcast with Amanda, Colleen, Shandy, and Trudeau." So after your last few podcasts, it seems like Trudeau is going to be a running theme. I took the liberty of adding Trudeau to the artwork. I hope Jacob doesn't mind. It's almost like it was meant to be. Thanks for a great podcast. And what he did here was he took the original old school broadcast logo that says "The Broadcast" on it. And I didn't even realize that CAS is our initials, part of the broadcast. I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. So, yeah, he wrote Colleen under the C, Amanda under the A, Shandy under the S, and Trudeau under the T.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. It was. He's our silent
partner.
Written
in the logo.
Yes. It's written in the logo. Silly with a set of prayer, minister. I did it again. Oh, minister. All right, we have another email from Kim.
All right, so Kim writes in with topic ideas. Woo-hoo. Or topic idea. And she says, "Hi again, ladies. I thought this past episode was great. I was laughing all through it."
Me too. And I listened 3 times.
Yep.
Nice.
I did.
I also want to tell Shandy that I completely understand not wanting to share certain things because students of yours might be listening. It makes full sense. I hope to God they are not, but I live in the constant knowledge that they could be and probably wouldn't say anything.
Yep. I think you're just being smart.
Yeah. Okay. So Kim says, I especially loved the part about Amanda's special night while Colleen was watching porn in the next room over. Ha ha. This made me think of a good question for the show this week would be to ask what losing your virginity was actually like for each of you.
Boring. There's my answer.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I know it's like not the best story. It was
eventful for all the wrong reasons.
She says, like with Shandy, if you don't feel comfortable giving all the details, I understand, but I thought this might be a good, serious topic for your show, because I think especially for younger women, they can feel misled when it comes to this, because we don't do a great job preparing them for what it's really going to be like, TV shows and movies. So I thought you three might be able to help with that. Did you find your first time to be satisfying / regretful? ? And what advice would you give for the younger people listening, thinking about having their first time? Not as sexy this week, but hopefully helpful, unless your first time was super sexy. In that case, good for you. I'm with hers, Kim.
Oh my God.
So, my first time was neither satisfying nor regretful.
Yeah, same.
It was very blah.
Mine was a little regretful. Well, yeah. It was like, yeah. So. They can't all be out of a Disney movie, guys.
Yeah. I would say that very few are like they're out of a Disney movie, to be honest. Jesus, yeah. It was so uneventful that I'm like trying to remember. I remember that my friend Brian, you know, who was here a few weeks ago. I remember that Brian and I had this thing where we were going to call each other at 1 a.m. when we lost our virginities or something. It was like a joke from high school or something. And then I'm trying to think. And I just texted him on the way back, walking back to my dorm. And I was like, here's your 1 a.m. Text or something like, or maybe I did call him. And I was like, here's your 1 a.m. call. And that was pretty much it. Awesome. Gosh, we are.
It's just not that exciting. Like, I think there's this whole.
We were. I mean, come on. We have this reputation. John says that we're sex positive, and we're like, man,
we are sex positive. But the first time, I mean, again, like you're saying, it's not a Disney, and even the Disney movies, like, you don't get to see what actually happens. I'm sure their first time fucking sucks too. Like, we don't teach comprehensive sex ed. We don't teach about pleasure. So how the fuck are you supposed to realize? And then especially as a girl, like you add on the layer of like society, all like telling you, even without like, not necessarily explicitly, but like, I think we all come to it with this idea that like, okay, we need to like make the dude feel good. And it's all like goes around him and his pleasure. And like, it's, you know, even the definition is like, okay, well like him penetrating, and then it's done when he gets off. And then, like, if he's a virgin too, or if he's just a bad lover, like, he's probably not going to think to make sure that, you know, it's good for the lady too. So it's just a bunch of, like...
I don't know. I think we need to pose the question to our male and female listeners out there.
Yeah, that's dudes. How was it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm curious from, like, the male perspective. Because to your point that... men and boys and girls are sort of socialized to think about their first time very differently.
Oh, so I wonder about kids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Sorry, Amanda. I totally jumped on you.
No, it's okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
See, I still got it. I can still make the jokes. Sorry. Yes. Men, women, boys and girls are socialized to think that they're different the first time. And every other time after, apparently.
Yeah, we just look at it differently. And it's like, I feel like I don't know. I feel like I've talked to plenty of girlfriends about their first time and what it was like. And I've never really heard it from the male side. So that's just something that I'm curious about. Yeah, I think also because my own first time was not, it was disappointing. In so many ways. And if I had a do-over, I think I would have done it differently. But you don't.
You don't get it. I mean, I think, like, whatever. I just kind of... I also don't put a lot of, like, stock or importance into the first time.
No, I don't either. And I think that was exactly the problem for me.
Like, it mattered more retrospectively for you, Amanda.
Yes.
In a way, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. By, like, throwing away an opportunity, it was just sort of, you know, like, well, could have planned that better. Could have put a little more thought into that.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand that. Yeah, I definitely want to hear. We have, according to the statistics, we have more male listeners than female listeners. So I know we can get one or two of them to write in about their first time. And the female listeners, too. I would love, I think that we could get some real good stories out there. So if you are willing, you can go by anonymous. I think we're up to anonymous, like, 35 at this point.
It's true.
Yes. And guys, I'm not, like, saying that you're all inconsiderate assholes. That's certainly not what I think. Like, when you're, like, teenagers, you don't really know, like, how things work. And it does. I mean, like, if you just think about, for example, like, the movie American Pie, which I fairly recently rewatched because it was just on TV.
I freaking love that movie.
So fucking horrible.
Does it hold up?
It was oh my God.
It's I don't think
it was making me so angry. And okay, that came out when I was in high school and I liked it when it came out. I thought it was cool when it came out. And it's like, you look back at that main couple that are, like, dating through the movie.
Yeah.
She had all the fucking time. And it's not until towards the end of the movie that he figures out perhaps he should try to get her off. Like, maybe that would be good. And he doesn't even do it just, like, for her pleasure in and of itself. It's as a means to then convince her to sleep with him. And I think, like, nobody blinked an eye at that. That was just normal. So, it's like stuff like that that's reinforcing these, you know, horrible double standards and just, you know, creating an environment of misinformation and, you know, lack of information and whatnot.
Agreed.
Anywho, that's that.
All right. You can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-BROADS3. That's 331-276-2373. And I'd love to hear any and all feedback. Still waiting on more TW numbers.
Yes.
Please don't make us pull up the list again. Because God knows that.
Right next to me.
Oh my God, you're just going to keep that in, like, your podcasting on deck folder.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. All right.
Oh, I just put down the ones that I did. So wait, I don't have everything.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Somebody say something funny.
I'm not very funny, so I got nothing. Sorry. Too much pressure.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Amanda. Oh, Colleen, I want you to, like, go to bed and.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go night night.
I think that's also for it, but I don't want to prolong your suffering.
Oh, it's fine. Honestly, it's fine. I'm all good. I should have known something was up this morning when I woke up and felt like I got run over. I was like, I was only up for an hour with him. Like, that's nothing. Usually we're up for, like, 3 hours. I don't know why I feel this horrible.
Well, and also, if you guys are having the same kind of ridiculous weather we're having up here, it's just like the hot, the cold.
Oh, yeah.
It really does a number on your immune system. It really does.
Yeah, well, and just I've been very nonstop lately and fairly stressed out and I really haven't stopped to take a break in a while, so I should probably do that. I'm generally not somebody that likes the snow, but I am hoping for a snowstorm so bad so I can just have an excuse, like, snow day and do nothing.
Oh, I totally get that. I totally do.
Like, I don't want to get sick and take time off from work because I have, you know, fun, awesome things coming up that I would like to take time off for. So I'm gonna struggle through. It's fine. So I feel like I'm the downer of this episode and I don't like that. I'm not a downer, guys.
You're a downer. I'm an upper. Don't feel good.
I don't feel
good. Everyone's allowed to feel like crap every now and again.
I know. I feel so bad because usually, you know, it's like a lot more energy from me. I mean, I needed Brooklyn to step in for me before. That's how bad it got.
And I don't understand. Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm making fun of the loud noises that come from your outside of your apartment.
Yeah, it's been pretty tame, aside from whatever our furnace monster was. It's all seemed to calm down now.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you to our patrons. Here's my Patreon plug this week. If we're a member of the Jay and Jack Network, and as such, we get to be a part of their Patreon shit. So if you could go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack and want to take a look at some of the levels there, you can just support us anywhere from $1 a month to like, I don't know, a lot. So once you subscribe or once you pledge at the $5 level, you get into a really fun, exclusive patrons only podcast Facebook group, which we do. We have a lot of fun discussions in there. It's really picked up. We haven't gotten a new patron in a long time. I feel like somebody needs to come on in and come join the party. So,
Trivia. Yeah. I want to do the trivia.
Yes. And
challenge.
Yes, I know we need to do the trivia challenge. So, and what the trivia challenge is when we hit $1,250 per month, we're currently at around $1,000 per month and change. When we hit that, we are going to do a across the network trivia competition, which Shandy will be around for in spirit. By that, I mean with her spirits, her aka her gin.
You'll just hear the occasional bottle popping.
Exactly. Yep. And Amanda and I will carry the team. Yeah. So, no, we'll make her feel awkward and stuff, so it'll be great.
Sweet.
And we really like, how fun does that sound? That sounds really fun.
It sounds really fun. So if you're considering and you want to do that, please do. Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. If you can't do that, because we understand that everybody's on a budget and whatnot nowadays, or for always nowadays, that sounded so snooty of me. We know that, you know, everybody has a budget. So you can also, if you shop through Amazon, we have an Amazon link. And I believe you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. And that will redirect you to the Amazon page. And when you purchase something, we get like 0.002% of it. So if you buy a pack of pens, we're going to see like 2 cents from that. So thanks. every penny or two counts.
Or you can tell a wealthy friend about our podcast, and then they can make a donation in your honor, in your name.
I like that. I like that.
So you're bringing someone new into the fold. So it's really, you're doing two good things.
It could be your sexy little secret.
It could be your sexy little secret.
Bring in a third party to this party. Bring another member to this party.
Yep.
We're at $1,006 per month, and we need to get to $1,250 per month. So,
all right, so I can relax for a little while longer.
You can relax for a little while longer.
Hopefully not too much longer, though.
Hopefully not. There's some fun levels, though, that we do have. So, but thank you so much. If you want to, I don't know, just check it out. There's some different stuff. The end. I promise next week, guys, I'm gonna figure out how many Lowe's Rob Lowe could rob. that's like my new favorite thing.
All of them because he's pretty much the best.
I know. I went around practicing that in my kitchen. He doesn't age. Yeah. It's weird.
He doesn't age.
It's like the Stamos effect.
Yeah, but like, it's the Lowe effect because he actually like ages less than John Stamos.
I know.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he gets like blood transfusions from like. That's like a thing. Like Mick Jagger, like apparently, isn't that like the big rumor? Or like Keith Richards or something? They go to Switzerland and they get like complete blood transfusions. Like
That was on Mysterious Universe. They talked about that, how wealthy people can afford to do that, and they get like, you know, younger blood toxins and stuff. It's like
fucking crazy.
It's kind of creepy, right?
I think I need to listen to this podcast. It sounds super up my alley.
Yeah. It's up my alley.
Yeah. Like I need another podcast to fill my day.
But no, seriously, listen to us first. Their shows are actually longer than ours. So listen to us first.
Definitely listen to ours first.
Yes, please do. Please do. Yes. Yeah. So Patreon, Amazon. Thank you again to you, Eckhart, Tack from Tokyo, and Molly the Millennial. As always, we really, really appreciate to having you all around. So, and all meeting inclusively every patron. So, thank you.
Indeed, man,
we got through everything so quickly because I didn't open my trap and talk too much that I had like 5 whole minutes to spend on the Patreon and don't even have to edit it out. Awesome.
Nice. Well, we're making up for last week. So
making up for last week.
Extra special thank you. We can't do what we do without them.
Yay.
Or we could, but it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. So
yes. Yes. Now that we've just pumped you guys all up, if you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review
and reciprocate the love,
or just, you know, tell a friend, but don't tell them to listen to this one first. Tell them to skip this one.
They can listen to 32.
Yeah, 32 is my favorite. I think after the tequila
it was
one.
Fun.
Yeah, 32 it was fun. Good.
Yeah,
but now we can experiment. This one will be shorter. So will people like it more because it's shorter?
Maybe.
Or will they be clamoring for the longer ones?
Yep.
I thought you said it was all about the thickness, Shandy.
Yep, that's true.
Doesn't matter if you're short or long.
Yep.
Doesn't hurt to test the theory.
Yep.
That's true. Like how I poured myself this glass of wine. I'm like barely sipping it because I feel like I'm going to die at any point, like go collapse at the mic. And I'm still struggling through it. I'm like, I can't throw it out. I have to drink it for Amanda. I have to drink it for Amanda.
You really do. You really do. I am unbeard here. You have to do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm hoping, you know, maybe my skin is looking a little better already. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Totes.
Yeah.
Actually, it is looking a little bit better.
I'm also sitting in almost complete darkness over here, so that might also be it. All
right. Well, you know, fuck you. I was trying to be honest and nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You always make me feel good.
Thank you.
You know all the places to hit.
That's right. Seven.
That is not what he said. Teenager.
Oh, and also happy International Women's Day, guys.
That's right.
Oh, right. That's tomorrow.
Or yesterday, depending on when.
Oh, yesterday.
It's March 8th or 2 days ago, whatever. Or last week or last year, depending on when you're listening to this.
What is time?
It's just a construct. It's like age. Yes. It's nothing but a number on the calendar. No, anyway, yeah. Happy International Day of the Woman, guys.
Indeed.
I love you all. I'm glad you're my women.
Right back
at you. Yes, me too.
All right. On that note, I'm not going to know what to do with myself being finished recording an hour and a half earlier than usual.
I'm going to go to bed. That is what you're going to do.
I am.
You're going to go wash your face, and you're going to put on some pajamas, and you're going to go.
I don't even know if I'm going to wash my face. I'm just hoping to brush my teeth. Like, I don't even know if I can stand up right now. Like, everything in my body hurts.
Do you have NyQuil?
Yes, in a box somewhere.
Take some of that.
That's true.
And go to bed.
Oh, God. But can you imagine? I might get puked on and not wake up for it this time.
Let Jay deal with it. Take the NyQuil.
I'm just kidding. Sleep it off. Yeah.
You know what? It's all natural. So, you know, a little pew. I don't know. Whatever.
Disgusting. So.
Yeah. Words and words.
Words. All right, guys. On that note, everybody, thank you so much for listening and struggling through the show with me. Or maybe the rest of you had a much easier time than I did. thank you to Will. Still waiting on more post-coitus calls from everybody.
And get your TW numbers in.
And your first time stories. And everything else that we ask for every week. Just do it. We need an app or a button. We need, okay, you know what we need to do? we need to set it up somehow that people can click on our like album artwork and like automatically email us like or call us, so they don't have, they just have to press a button. They don't even have to like type it in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know how to do that, but I feel like
I don't either.
Yeah, that's some fancy shit there.
I know, it's like the fever dreams in reality. All right, ladies. Yeah, on that note, it's now like hurting to breathe, so I need to go to bed. I love you all.
Yeah, let's get you out of here.
All right. Thanks, everybody, again. My name's Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right, peace out. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Goodbye.